Introduction. Quantum. A special word that has changed the world and will probably continue to do so. With the slow advancement of a new generation of quantum technologies, a generation that will explicitly use quantum phenomena, the importance of this technology is increasing, along with the hype and misunderstandings surrounding it. Quantum computing in particular, but also quantum technologies in general, rank among the most hyped ideas of our time. The media presents many bold claims about what quantum technologies can achieve, with some being misleading and others downright false. In this course, we will explore the most common statements about the quantum hype and delve deeper into the often quite superficial and broad claims. For experts in the field of emerging quantum technologies, several pieces of misinformation in the media are particularly concerning. These include, for example, simplified statements where the missing information falsifies the statement. While the statement may be simplified and thus easier to understand, it is fundamentally wrong because of this simplification. These also include vague or general statements that do not apply in all cases. An example would be the claim which states that quantum technologies are superior in all domains. Additionally, misleading and pompous exaggerations, as well as mystical and enigmatic portrayals or claims, are quite worrisome. While they may pique interest or leave people in awe, they fundamentally promote technical misunderstandings and false hopes. But why should we care about this? Why is this important for people, for you, for me? Well, these types of misinformation often shift the focus. The focus is no longer on the challenges facing science, but rather on general and sometimes exaggerated claims about the capabilities and operational principles of quantum technologies, especially quantum computers. As a result, you, me, the society get the impression that quantum computers can solve everything, are faster in every aspect, are available, and rescues the world. However, this is not necessarily true, and once this becomes apparent, you, me, the society might get the impression that quantum computers are just a hype and just worthless. To provide a more nuanced perspective on these claims and demystify them, this course will address most of these general statements as myths. Together, we will explore the knowledge of the following six quantum myths in this course. 1. Quantum computers will replace classical computers. 2. Quantum computers can decrypt everything. 3. Quantum computers are only accessible for large companies. 4. Quantum computers use parallel calculation in parallel cores and give results in parallel. 5. Quantum computers are faster than classical computers. 6. Quantum computers will be surpassed by AI. We will use these frequently inaccurately communicated ideas to illustrate the most significant misunderstandings in the emerging field of quantum computing, to provide a more complex overview of these ideas, and to prevent getting lost in these rather superficial statements or underestimating or overestimating the potential of quantum computing. Together, we will take a closer look at these myths and critically examine them. Myth 1. Quantum computers will replace classical computers. Our first myth deals with a common notion. A new technology emerges and displaces the old one, to the extent that the old technology is replaced by the new one. Over the course of your life, you may have observed this phenomenon, seeing something new replace something old. For example, you might not use VHS tapes, and maybe do not even know what they are. But how true is the often stated claim that quantum computers will replace classical computers? Is classical computing architecture on its last leg, soon to be taken over by quantum computing? Will every household own their own quantum computer, a quantum PC in a few years? Or are different developments to be expected? To be clear, the notion that quantum computers will completely replace classical computers is a misconception. This myth arises from a misunderstanding of the different roles and capabilities of each type of computer. While quantum computers offer significant advantages for certain complex problems, they are not intended to replace classical computers for general computing tasks or even all possible computing tasks. The technologies behind quantum and classical computers are not necessarily designed to replace each other. It's more like the relationship between a spoon and a fork. You could eat a soup with a fork, but it would take forever and the soup would soon get cold. With a spoon, however, it goes much faster. Similarly, quantum computers can solve certain problems that classical computers can also solve in principle. it would just take too long for it to be useful. Both have their strengths and weaknesses, areas where they offer advantages through their use. Quantum computers are designed to solve specific complex problems with which classical computers struggle. Quantum computers can, for instance, perform certain calculations exponentially faster than classical computers, such as factoring large numbers with Shor's algorithm or simulating the behavior of quantum systems. These capabilities have significant impacts on fields like cryptography, material science, and optimization problems. In these areas, it would be possible for quantum computers to partially replace or significantly complement classical computers. For everyday tasks like word processing, web browsing, classical computers remain highly efficient and effective. The hardware and software ecosystems built around classical computing are deeply rooted and optimized for a wide range of general tasks. As a result, classical computers will continue to dominate areas where their efficiency and reliability are unparalleled. In these areas, quantum computers will likely not be able to replace or significantly complement classical computers. The complementary nature of quantum computers and classical computing also highlights the fundamental differences in their architecture. Classical computers use bits. You may have heard this term before. A bit can be in the state 0 or 1. By connecting several bits, it is possible to store information using these bit sequences. Moreover, classical computers use logic gates to perform operations. You might also have heard of logic gates, such as the AND gate or OR gate. Quantum computers, however, operate quite differently. They don't use classical bits. Quantum computers use so-called quantum bits or qubits, as well as quantum gates. Both are fundamentally different from their classical counterparts. They make use of the principles of quantum mechanics, such as superposition and entanglement, to perform computations. Due to these fundamental differences, the two types of computers are designed for different tasks and tackle different computational challenges. Looking to the future, the question arises as to how these fundamental differences in the architecture of both computer technologies can be leveraged. Each type of computer is suitable for different tasks and unsuitable or inefficient for others. This is why it is expected that, in practice, quantum computers will work alongside classical computers. Instead of replacing, they will complement them. In many scenarios, quantum computers will be controlled by classical computers, handling tasks such as error correction, data pre-processing, and post-processing of results. This hybrid approach leverages the strengths of both types of computers and enables more powerful and versatile computing solutions. Most experts agree that quantum computers will bring revolutionary advancements in specific areas, but will not render classical computers obsolete. Quantum computers will fill gaps where classical computers reach their limits. This complementary relationship ensures that both types of computers will coexist, with each achieving excellence in its respective domains. To be honest, it should be noted that the development and practical implementation of quantum computing technology are still in their early stages. Significant challenges remain in creating scalable, fault-tolerant quantum computers capable of consistently and reliably outperforming classical computers in practical applications. As quantum technology continues to evolve, it will enhance the capabilities of classical computing science. But a complete replacement of classical computers is neither feasible nor meaningful. So what do we do with the myth quantum computers will replace classical computers? It becomes clear that this myth is based on an oversimplified view of technological progress. Quantum computers are not designed to replace classical computers and take over their tasks completely. They are designed to complement classical computers and provide solutions for specific, complex problems that classical computers cannot efficiently solve. This symbiotic relationship will drive innovation and progress in computing, with each type of computer playing a crucial role in the broader computing landscape. Classical computers will remain indispensable for most general tasks, while quantum computers will unlock new possibilities in specialized research and industrial fields. In summary, it can be concluded that quantum computers could potentially have an advantage with selected problems. At least such expectations and predictions exist. These include problems like prime factorization, the simulation of large quantum systems, or solving high-dimensional problems. Here we also see a bit of the truth behind the myth. Quantum computers might replace classical computers for these specific problems. More accurately, quantum computers make it possible to tackle such problems in the first place. Nevertheless, classical processing is still required for quantum computers to evaluate the data. Thus, classical computers remain indispensable in our world. The myth cannot be generalized universally. It should also be noted that the hardware architecture of quantum computers is fundamentally different. A replacement of classical computers by quantum computers will not occur. Instead, the strengths of both technologies will be utilized. Myth 2. Quantum computers can decrypt everything. The rapid progress in quantum computing has sparked both excitement and concern, particularly in the field of cryptography. The question quickly arose about the impact of a quantum computer and whether the security of all encrypted data could be ensured. In principle, this affects everyone, the society, you, me, basically all of us. We all want our data, communication channels, and documents to be encrypted so that no one has access to them. In this context, a myth has spread, claiming that quantum computers can decrypt everything. According to this, all forms of encrypted data would be decryptable, and our current security systems would be obsolete. While there is a grain of truth in this myth, it is important to understand the nuances and ongoing developments in this area to fully grasp the reality. Before we fully address this myth, let's first take a look at its foundation. Where does this myth actually come from? How did the idea arise that quantum computers can decrypt everything? Well, the myth primarily stems from the capabilities of quantum computers to possibly solve certain problems much faster than classical computers. One example is Shor's algorithm, which can efficiently factor large numbers and thus poses a significant threat to many cryptographic protocols. The security of many encryption techniques, such as RSA, relies on the difficulty of factoring large numbers. The security principle is actually quite simple. It is easy to multiply two numbers together. 6 times 7 is 42, 9 times 2 is 18, and so on. However, it is challenging to factorize a number, especially concerning prime numbers. 42 can be the product of 21 and 2, of 6 and 7, or of 2, 3, and 7. Think of it like a fire. It is easy to light a fire from several components, like wood, tinder, and such. But it is difficult to determine what exactly was burned or is burning. When you consider that our systems are not encrypted with a small number like 42, but with very, very large numbers, it becomes apparent that a classical computer has like little chance of decrypting them. A sufficiently powerful and fault-tolerant quantum computer, however, could theoretically break these encryption methods and decrypt data previously considered secure. These considerations also give rise to the myth that quantum computers will be capable of decrypting everything. But is this really true? Are quantum computers truly that powerful? The answer is no. Contrary to the widespread belief, quantum computers do not have the ability to decrypt everything. While fault-tolerant quantum computers could theoretically use Shor's algorithm to factor large numbers and thereby break certain encryption protocols, it is also important to note that there are several critical considerations in addressing this problem. One such consideration is the active search for so-called post-quantum algorithms. Post-quantum algorithms are cryptographic algorithms considered secure against the potential of quantum computers. Post-quantum cryptography is special because it consists of classical approaches. It is not quantum cryptography, but classical cryptography. These are algorithms that could be used on our current systems without the need for any kind of quantum upgrades. Intensive research is underway to develop post-quantum algorithms for which no efficient quantum decryption algorithm is currently known. This effort is crucial to be prepared for a future where quantum computers could potentially break some of today's encryption methods. Notable efforts regarding post-quantum cryptography include lattice-based cryptography. This relies on the complexity of lattice problems for which no efficient quantum solutions currently exist. Protocols like the Learning with Errors problem, in short LWE, are fundamental in this field. Another notable effort is hash-based cryptography. Techniques such as Merkle trees offer digital signatures considered secure against quantum attacks. code-based cryptography is also noteworthy. Macalice and other code-based cryptographic systems are based on the difficulty of decoding random linear codes, another problem quantum computers cannot efficiently solve. Lastly, there should be mentioned multivariate quadratic polynomials. These involve solving systems of multivariate quadratic equations and are also considered resistant to quantum attacks. Several quantum secure encryption protocols have already been proposed and are being considered for standardization by organizations like the National Institute of Standards and Technology, in short, NIST. Noteworthy protocols include, for example, the New Hope protocol, the bit-flipping key encapsulation, in short, BIKE, and the supersingular isogeny key encapsulation, in short, SIC protocol. New Hope is based on lattice problems and is an example of a key exchange algorithm offering security against quantum attacks. BIKE and SIC also provide mechanisms for secure key exchanges in the presence of quantum threats. They are not based on lattice problems, but rather represent entirely different approaches. So far, we have mainly discussed protocols and algorithms. In addition to developing post-quantum algorithms or protocols, quantum cryptography itself offers new ways to secure data. A standout example is quantum key distribution, in short, QKD. QKD uses principles of quantum mechanics to allow two parties to generate a shared random secret key that can be used to encrypt and decrypt messages. The security of QKD relies on core principles of quantum mechanics, such as superposition and entanglement, and guarantees that any attempt to eavesdrop is detectable. Even if, for example, Shor's algorithm poses a threat to certain classical encryption methods, quantum cryptography protocols are secure against such attacks. The deeper we delve into the subject, the faster it becomes apparent that the belief that quantum computers can decrypt everything springs from a gross overgeneralization. This myth seems to overlook several critical aspects. Firstly, it appears to overlook the practical challenges. Building scalable, fault-tolerant quantum computers capable of efficiently executing algorithms such as Shor's poses enormous challenges for science. Current quantum computers are far from having the capabilities required for such tasks. It remains very uncertain whether and when such devices will be realized. Secondly, the myth overlooks the diverse encryption methods. Not all cryptographic methods are vulnerable to quantum attacks. Symmetric key algorithms, such as AES, the Advanced Encryption Standard, remain secure when using sufficiently large keys. Quantum computers could reduce the time required to break the encryption. They could achieve this, for example, with search algorithms like Grover's. However, this is far less effective than Shor's algorithm. Grover's offers a quadratic speedup, whereas Shor's provides an exponential speedup. Therefore, AES would remain secure, assuming sufficiently large keys are used. In conclusion, the notion that quantum computers can decrypt everything is simply an oversimplification. Although quantum computing presents significant challenges for certain cryptographic protocols, it does not mean the end of secure encryption or data security. Ongoing research in post-quantum cryptography and the development of quantum secure protocols pave the way for a secure future in a quantum era. Moreover, the inherent difficulties in constructing advanced quantum computers provide an additional layer of security, preventing our current cryptographic methods from becoming obsolete overnight. The proactive efforts of the cryptographic community ensure that we remain one step ahead of potential threats and preserve the confidentiality and integrity of our data in the face of advancing technology. So, you don't need to worry about the future. Although advances in quantum computing pose challenges for current encryption methods, researchers are actively countering this by developing and implementing quantum secure encryption protocols. Myth 3. Quantum computers are only accessible for large companies. New technologies are usually very expensive. They are often very complex. They are typically out of reach for us ordinary people. Just think of the newest smartphones, the newest laptops, or the newest televisions. Astronomical prices. So, it is quite normal that another very persistent myth is that quantum computers will be profitable and accessible only for large companies, the big players among us. While it is true that current quantum computing technology is expensive and complex, there are several factors suggesting that quantum computing could become accessible to smaller businesses and even individuals in the future. The myth overlooks several key developments and potential future scenarios that point to a more inclusive and accessible quantum future. One of the most transformative trends in technology over the past decade has been the rise of cloud computing. Cloud services have democratized access to powerful computing resources, enabling smaller companies and individuals to utilize capabilities that were once reserved for large organizations and companies. Just as cloud computing has made high-performance computing resources accessible to a broader audience, quantum computing as a service, in short, QCAS, could allow small businesses and individuals to benefit from quantum computing without having to invest in expensive infrastructure. Quantum computing is already following this path. Companies like IBM, Google, and Amazon are paving the way by offering quantum computing services through the cloud. These services enable users to run quantum algorithms on actual quantum processors without the need to own or maintain the hardware themselves. This approach significantly lowers entry barriers and makes quantum computing accessible to a wider audience. As the technology advances, we can expect these services to become more robust, user-friendly, and affordable, increasing their appeal and accessibility further. The initial costs associated with quantum computing are undeniably high, but as with many emerging technologies, these costs are expected to decrease over time. As quantum hardware and software become more advanced and production scales up, the economic viability of quantum computing for smaller businesses will increase. This trend mirrors the development in classical computing, where hardware costs have steadily decreased and accessibility has risen. Smaller businesses are expected to be able to purchase quantum computing time from service providers and adopt a pay-as-you-go model. This model eliminates the need for substantial upfront investments in infrastructure, making advanced quantum capabilities available on demand. Such a setup enables companies of any size to utilize quantum computing for specific tasks that require its unique strengths, such as optimization problems, complex simulations, and cryptographic applications. Furthermore, attention should also be paid to collaborative ecosystems and the resulting consequences for society and the economy. The development of quantum computing technology is characterized by extensive collaboration between industry, academia, and government. These partnerships are crucial for fostering innovation and ensuring that the benefits of quantum advancements are widely shared. Academic institutions often conduct groundbreaking research, while government funding supports large-scale projects and public-private partnerships. Initiatives like the Quantum Economic Development Consortium, in short, QEDC, in the United States, and the Quantum Flagship in the European Union illustrate how collaborative ecosystems can drive progress in quantum technology. These efforts help to create a more inclusive environment where knowledge, resources, and opportunities are shared across various sectors, benefiting a wider range of stakeholders. Academic institutions and government research programs often play a significant role in the development of new technologies and their provision to a broader audience through public funding and open research initiatives. The concern that quantum computing will remain exclusive to large companies is understandable, but likely unfounded in the long run. History provides numerous examples of technologies that were initially exclusive and expensive, but eventually became ubiquitous and affordable. Classical computers, the internet, and mobile phones all followed this pattern, evolving from niche innovations to indispensable tools in everyday life. As quantum computing technology advances and refines, it is expected to follow a similar trajectory. Efforts to standardize quantum software, improve hardware reliability, and reduce costs will contribute to making quantum computing more accessible. Additionally, educational initiatives and training programs will help build a skilled workforce in quantum technologies, further driving their adoption across various sectors. Thus, it turns out that the myth that quantum computers are only accessible for large companies overlooks significant dynamic developments and the evolving nature of innovations. This myth is based on the current state of technology and is unlikely to hold for future developments. Quantum computing, like many transformative technologies before it, has the potential to become widely accessible through cloud services, economic scalability, and collective efforts. By understanding these factors, we can better appreciate the inclusive future that quantum computing promises, where companies of all sizes can harness its power to drive innovation and solve complex problems. Myth 4. Quantum computers use parallel calculation in parallel cores and give results in parallel. Parallel calculation in parallel cores and giving parallel results. This is indeed an interesting myth that first needs to be understood. What does it even mean? This myth is mostly based on a widespread misunderstanding that quantum computers operate similarly to classical computers by working with parallel cores, executing parallel calculations, and giving multiple results simultaneously. This belief stems from a fundamental misunderstanding of how quantum computers function. Within this context, you might be familiar with vague explanations from the internet, phrased something like this. Classical computers compute each step sequentially, while quantum computers perform all steps simultaneously. Or, while a classical computer can only consider one option at a time, a quantum computer can evaluate several options simultaneously. Let's explore why this myth is incorrect and how quantum computing actually works. At the core of this misunderstanding is the nature of the output from quantum computations. Despite their sophisticated mechanisms, quantum computers produce only a single output per execution of an algorithm. This output results from the final step in a quantum computation, which involves measuring the quantum state. Through this measurement process, the superposition of qubits collapses into a single state, generating a classical result. Despite the quantum mechanical nature of the computation, the end result is always a classical bit or a string of classical bits. This is because measurement in quantum mechanics results in classical information. Thus, the output of a quantum computer is compatible with classical systems and can be used for traditional data processing and analysis. Therefore, the notion of parallel results is incorrect. One measurement provides only one single result. Now, let's examine the first part of the myth, which deals with parallel calculations in parallel cores. In classical computing, parallelism is achieved through multiple processing cores that can handle different tasks simultaneously. You might be familiar with terms like single core, dual core, quad core, octa-core, or even deca-core. The prefixes single, dual, quad, octa, deca indicate the number of cores in a processor that can theoretically work in parallel. You will often find these terms in the technical specifications of smartphones and laptops. Quantum computers, on the other hand, do not have parallel cores. The computation process in quantum systems is based on entirely different principles. Quantum processors use qubits, which can represent and manipulate information in ways classical bits cannot, by leveraging phenomena like superposition and entanglement. The concept of quantum parallelism is frequently discussed in connection with these phenomena. The idea of quantum parallelism is often mistakenly equated with classical parallel processing. This would imply that certain processes are processed in parallel and therefore yield multiple results for these processes. In fact, quantum parallelism refers to the capability of a qubit to exist in multiple states simultaneously, which is the aforementioned phenomenon of superposition. However, superposition is not to be understood in the classical sense. Quantum objects are in a superposition state, which describes multiple states simultaneously. When a quantum object is measured, it assumes one and only one state of the possible multiple states with a certain probability. While a classical bit is either zero or one, a qubit can be in a superposition of both states. This property allows quantum algorithms to consider many possibilities simultaneously and theoretically provides speed advantages for certain calculations. However, it is crucial to understand again that this does not mean quantum computers generate multiple results in parallel. When a quantum computation is completed, the superposition collapses upon measurement into a single state. The quantum algorithm then delivers one result per execution, not multiple results. The myth likely arises from a simplified and inaccurate interpretation of superposition. While superposition allows quantum computers to explore many computational paths simultaneously, it does not result in parallel cores giving parallel results. The existence in multiple states at the same time is not to be understood in the classical sense. the concept is more abstract and concerns the potential for quantum mechanical speed advantages in specific types of problems, such as factoring large numbers or searching unsorted databases, rather than parallelism in the classical sense. Supporters of this myth might argue that future advancements could lead to quantum computers with core-like parallel structures. However, even if such developments occur, they would not fundamentally change the way quantum computers operate compared to classical computers. Moreover, the myth does not dispute the possibility of such development. It deals with the inherent nature of quantum computers and the underlying general principle that has evidently been misunderstood. Superposition is not to be understood in the classical sense as the simultaneous execution of any processes or states. In summary, the idea that quantum computers use parallel calculations in parallel cores and give parallel results is a myth arising from a misunderstanding of quantum principles. Quantum computers utilize superposition and entanglement to perform computations differently from classical computers, but they produce only one result per execution of an algorithm. As quantum computing continues to evolve, it is critical to demystify these misconceptions to better understand the true potential and limitations of this groundbreaking technology. By appreciating the real mechanisms behind quantum computation, we can better anticipate its future applications and impacts. Myth 5. Quantum computers are faster than classical computers. Quantum computing has generated significant excitement and speculation about its potential to revolutionize computational speed. Connected with Myth 4 and its discussion of parallel computation and parallel results, which of course is not true, the notion that quantum computers are inherently faster than classical computers is another myth that needs close examination. The reality is that the speed advantage of quantum computers is highly problem dependent and cannot be universally applied to every problem. For this reason, this myth requires a much more nuanced consideration. The speed advantage of a quantum computer depends heavily on the specific problem to be solved and the current state of quantum technology. Quantum computers leverage principles of quantum mechanics, such as superposition and entanglement, to process information in ways classical computers cannot. This unique approach offers potential speed advantages for certain types of problems. For instance, Shor's algorithm allows quantum computers to factor large numbers exponentially faster than the best-known classical algorithms, posing a significant threat to classical encryption methods. Similarly, quantum computers can simulate quantum systems much more efficiently than classical computers, which is beneficial in fields like chemistry and materials science. However, for many practical and everyday computing tasks, quantum computers offer no speed advantage. Classical computers remain more efficient for tasks such as word processing, internet browsing, and basic arithmetic operations. Therefore, the notion that quantum computers are universally faster is inaccurate and overly simplifies the diverse landscape of computational problems. Quantum computers are not inherently faster than classical computers for all types of problems. Their potential speed advantage is specific to certain problem categories. Furthermore, quantum computers have yet to demonstrate clear, practical speed advantages over classical computers. Despite theoretical advantages, a demonstration of such is still missing. Google's announcement of achieving quantum supremacy, the point where a quantum computer can solve a problem significantly faster than any classical computer, was a milestone in this field. However, this claim was later challenged. Since then, classical algorithms and hardware improvements have managed to tackle the same problem. This challenged the original claim of quantum supremacy. Further similar claims by Google, IBM, or other institutions should also be approached with caution. Often, these are related to the above average speed in solving problems. However, questions remain whether 1. This problem will not eventually be solved by a more advanced classical algorithm, and whether 2. It serves any purpose or benefit to our world. The field also lacks a generic universal proof of quantum superiority, that is, a clear demonstration showing that quantum computers are universally faster for a broad class of problems compared to classical computers. While specific problems exist where quantum algorithms show theoretical speed advantages, these do not extend to a wide range of practical problems. due to the complexity and still emerging state of quantum technologies, classical computers will continue to dominate practical, everyday computing tasks. Currently, quantum computers are generally much slower than classical computers for most tasks. Even with an optimistic view of future advancements, measuring the speed of quantum computers and comparing them with classical computers is complex and contentious. In general, the comparison of the speed of quantum and classical computers is an active topic of research and debate. The speed of a quantum computer cannot be directly compared with a classical computer based on traditional metrics like clock frequency, since they operate fundamentally different. Quantum computations involve different operational paradigms, including error correction and quantum coherence times, which complicate direct comparisons. Furthermore, quantum computers are controlled by classical systems, further complicating speed comparisons. The need for error correction facilities and the effort to maintain quantum states mean that quantum computers, in terms of raw clock speed, are slower than their classical counterparts. When considering clock speed alone, quantum computers will always lag behind classical computers because classical systems are needed to control quantum systems. The speed advantage of quantum computers lies in their ability to solve specific complex problems more efficiently, not in performing simple operations quicker. Thus, a fundamental question arises with regard to the meaning of speed and quickness. How can fast be defined? The myth that quantum computers are universally faster than classical computers overlooks the nuanced and problem-dependent nature of quantum mechanical computational advantages. While quantum computers might be more efficient in solving certain complex problems, they are not a panacea for all computing tasks. The current state of quantum technology, the lack of a generic proof of quantum superiority, and the complexity of measuring quantum speed all contribute to the understanding that classical computers will remain superior for most practical applications. Understanding these distinctions is crucial to accurately assessing the future impacts of quantum computing and its role in the broader computing landscape. Myth 6. Quantum computers will be surpassed by AI. In the rapidly evolving landscape of advanced technologies, not only quantum technologies, specifically quantum computers, are susceptible to being misunderstood through hype. Another technology with incredible transformative potential is artificial intelligence, in short, AI. Both technology branches are groundbreaking, disruptive, and full of myths. One such myth is that quantum computers will be overtaken by AI. This misconception overlooks the different nature, goals, and applications of these technologies, as well as their potential for synergy rather than competition. One reason this myth is not accurate relates to their distinct goals and applications. AI and quantum computing fundamentally differ in their objectives and the problems they aim to solve and can solve. AI is designed to mimic human intelligence by executing algorithms to learn from data, recognize patterns, and make decisions based on those patterns. It is widely used in areas like natural language processing, image recognition, autonomous vehicles, and personalized recommendations. Quantum computing, on the other hand, is based on the principles of quantum mechanics and aims to tackle complex computational problems that classical computers cannot efficiently handle. These problems include factoring large numbers, simulating quantum systems, and optimizing high-dimensional problems. From the different goals and applications of AI and quantum computing, it can be inferred that they are not directly comparable or in competition. Comparing them is as sensible as comparing apples and pears. Rather than seeing one technology overtaking or even replacing the other, AI and quantum computing can significantly complement each other. For example, AI algorithms can be used for optimizing quantum circuits, managing error correction, and developing quantum computing, both in terms of hardware and software. Conversely, quantum computing has the potential to enhance AI by solving optimization problems more efficiently, thereby enabling more advanced models for machine learning and simulations beyond the capabilities of classical computers. The expertise required to develop and utilize quantum computers differs from that needed for AI. Quantum computing requires deep knowledge of quantum mechanics, material science, and advanced engineering. AI development, on the other hand, is based on expertise in data science, statistics, and algorithm design. This distinction means that advancement in one technology does not automatically hinder the progress of the other. It also makes the idea that one could overtake the other inappropriate. Both AI and quantum computing receive substantial investments from governments, academia, and industry. AI has made rapid progress and experienced widespread implementation, securing considerable funding. Quantum computing, due to its inherent complexity, is making more gradual progress, but is also attracting significant investments. This balanced funding landscape suggests that both technologies are seen as important and complementary rather than mutually exclusive. Posing AI and quantum computing as if they are in a competitive race is misplaced. They have been developed to address different problem sets. The strength of quantum computing lies in solving problems fundamentally different from those AI addresses. For example, quantum computers could revolutionize industries like cryptography and materials science by performing certain calculations exponentially faster than classical computers. The future likely holds a scenario where AI and quantum computing collaborate to resolve interdisciplinary problems. For instance, in the interdisciplinary field of quantum machine learning, which combines quantum computing with AI, new algorithms are being developed that leverage quantum mechanical computations to improve machine learning. This synergy highlights the potential of these technologies to complement and reinforce each other rather than compete. The myth that AI will overtake quantum computing arises from a misunderstanding of the different roles and capabilities of these technologies. AI and quantum computing are designed for different purposes and excel in different areas. Instead of competing, they are complementary technologies that together can expand the boundaries of what is possible. Understanding and appreciating these differences will allow us to harness the full potential of both AI and quantum computing in the years to come.